You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Home Result Group, and representing them, of course, we have Mr. Wayne Beisel. Wayne, thank you.
How are you doing today?
And welcome. Okay, as can be expected. I have to pause every once in a while and take a break, but otherwise I'm fine. And Greg Jablonski, how are you, Greg?
Good, Dan.
All righty. So let us start out with, let's talk about specific listings out there.
I guess what we're thinking about talking about today a little bit, Dan, is we've got a new housing area being built or planned, and it's going to start, prices start from $275.
That's a good price point, isn't it?
That's a real good price point. And that's what we want to kind of talk about and push a little bit is that, hey, $275 and up, but it's still, it's like say, it's a good price range.
Yep.
New houses, basement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Split entry. It has a basement and everything.
Yep, basement and everything. So they're nice homes. They'll be around 1,100 square feet, two bedroom, one bath up, and then expansion, some walkout lots, some regular lots, so. Should be nice. We're very hopeful that we kind of get the final city approval. We got a few things to work out, but I guess we're in the bottom of the ninth, as I told you earlier.
I like that. Go ahead. That's a good one.
I'll leave it at that.
Bottom of the ninth. Can you talk about where it's at?
Yeah, it's out in south of 31st Street. It's out in what we call South Oaks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's is that the one that's off... 61.
No, it's off. Actually off of 46, 47.
Oh, okay.
And then you curve around 31st Street.
Okay.
Yep, so it's out there.
So you could go right across from Hastings Ford and then just go straight out.
Yes. Yep, you could go straight out, but not only to Century Drive. So if you came from the Ford garage, you'd turn right on Century Drive.
Right.
Go down to 31st. It's in that area back in there where we developed.
That's a nice new area.
It's a nice area. Very nice. Very convenient.
How big of a development is that?
Well, the entire thing, I forget, it was a total of 48 acres. The parcel we have left now is 6 acres. We'll have 33 homes in there.
Okay, that's a good size.
Yep. And we are starting two right now that will be right on 31st Street, and they'll be in that, I'm hoping, the mid-two range. You know, those will be two-story homes. They're similar to what we built on that street, so we're going to start those next week. This weather's been really excellent for starting homes.
Yeah. You can't believe that we're at the beginning of December already.
I know it.
And you're building yet?
I know it. We've only had one plow, as far as I'm concerned, only one snow. So it's been good. The weather's been excellent. We're talking 40s or whatever, so it's really good.
How long in this kind of weather can you go? What determines in the winter? Is it frozen ground? Is it sub-zero weather? What determines that you can't build anymore?
Both of those things.
Okay.
If there's too much frost or if it's a battle. And if the temperatures, like right now, the temperatures are good. I think last night we maybe got down to 19 or 20. It's not real serious. You can cover stuff yet. You can keep going. But now it looks really good for the weekend. So if we get these kind of temps during next week, this is a slab on grade unit, and we'll get that all done, and it will be excellent.
And obviously you can keep building once you got this slab and or
that was my next question. Yes. After you've got the groundwork done, or concrete work, then you get the shell up and you can keep building inside, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you have a basement, it's kind of a different thing because you can go whenever you get this break in the cold temps, and even in the winter, as long as you don't have too much frost, then you can open things up and you go again because there's not an issue. But with slab on grade, you got to get that in, you got to get the plumbing in, and everything has to go bing, bing, bing.
Okay.
So we got to have a little more window there.
Now, if folks want to buy a house out in that area, is it too soon to say call Greg J. Holmes or call Wayne Beisel?
Call Wayne, yep.
And say so that it's, you know, so that they can get it in.
We have plans already.
That you can look at.
Yep, we have plans and, you know, we have the elevations. We have everything kind of decided. So.
And actually, it's the perfect time because that once – some people have to sell their home and whatever else, so then it's a matter of starting that process up of what do you need to do, how are you ready, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Along with getting the plans done in the new home, maybe you want to do an evaluation to see how you fit with the new home versus selling your old home. So it all ties in together.
Yep.
So.
I was going to ask you, wouldn't it be a much more leisurely and less rushed way to build a home like that? Because if you put your house on the market, and I'm just using this as an example, say this week, and you got multiple offers and you got to be out of it in a month, to me that would seem to be a high-stress situation. Wow, now I got to go out and find one. We're mm-hmm. here. You do it. You know you have a home. You have some time to get things in order. Maybe this is the way it used to be to when you sold a home.
Yep, yep, exactly.
It's definitely a more relaxed way of going at it, yes.
Take the stress out of it.
Right.
And we're all about taking stress out in this day and age, let me tell you.
For sure.
Folks, our gentlemen, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
Okay. Our topic of the week, is now the time to buy or sell your home?
And that's a good question.
That's the
Who brought this up?
Thanks, Greg. Is he always like that way?
He is, yes.
You
yes,
have my sympathies. Yes,
yes. Thank you. Thank you. You are seeing what I have to put up with on a daily basis.
Ooh. Ouch.
The nice thing is he usually goes to the cabin on the weekend, so it kind of
You have 2 days
it.
Off?
Yes.
2:30. The train leaves town.
The train leaves town. Now, do you still take that electric car in the winter?
Nope. Today I take the pickup because we bought a different TV for the cabin and we're getting rid of the old tube one.
Seriously. Remember those? Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a Sony, right? Or a Sony. We bought a Sony. So
a color TV with tubes in yet?
Yeah.
Wow.
Samsung. It's about 30 inches wide,
mm-hmm.
30 inches tall. 24 inches deep.
I was going to say, and it's real deep because he had that old picture tube
in
there.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, remember that?
The thing is going to weigh a ton. I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Could you even buy tubes for it anymore?
Oh, I'm sure not.
You know?
But it's old. It's served its purpose.
That it has. It has. So,
remember that. when your kids start talking to you.
Wayne, you had to bring that up, didn't you?
They're going to give me the old part, but I don't know about served us good. I don't know.
Wow. So, anyway, yeah, that is the question to ask because we are in, let's say, changing times. We have different leadership for the country that may have different you know, ways of running, you know, the country.
Yep, correct.
We are going to change. That's going to include a change at the head of the Federal Reserve. We're already familiar with the appointee, let's leave it at that, Janet Yellen. So, you know, are people really hesitating? Or they are asking, I think we had about four or five questions. Should we buy our, you know, what's going to happen with interest rates? What's going to happen?
I think it's going to take a while for this to change or have any part of it, but definitely in the next year, I think you're going to start seeing the changes take place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this coming year, you know, we're going to maybe open up a couple projects and hopefully get this one in Hastings resolved with the city on the last little issues, and we're going to open one up in Cannon Falls. So
that's
I'd say Cannon Falls is a for sure 100%er. So
okay, let me ask you this, gentlemen: if I came to you today and said, "Gee, I want to." This is the house we find, one of the houses that you have, and this is the one we want to build and stuff. What kind of timeline are you looking at as the consumer?
About 120 days.
Oh, that's not that
no,
doesn't
it's
take
not
very
bad.
Long.
I mean, we're still good to go. I think we're going to start to see the frost, you know, depending on the weather. You know, we'll see mm-hmm. more frost here in the January, of course. But I know that in the old days, we once poured a slab outside on a garage on 4th Street, on Christmas Eve, and didn't even
really?
Cover it, and didn't even cover it.
Wow.
I mean, the temperatures held overnight low was like 36.
Wow.
So we get some really super weather.
Mm-hmm. And how long ago was that?
I'm not going to mention that. That's a long time ago.
Well, I'm just thinking if we were having global warming and that's happening now, that never happened in the past before where it was warm in December.
Oh, gee, I got to look at that. I was out on 4th Street. Jerry Kramer was the fellow I did the house for, so
it was
that was a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. So, Wayne, you have
to get back to the question of is it now time to put your house on the market or not, or buy and sell? Just to go, first thing, interest rates are probably at a historic low right
now.
Yeah. Did we ever think, guys, when we bought our first home, I can remember back when I bought mine, and I got a good interest rate, and it was 12% at that time, that we would see 2%? What is it?
Never. It's unbelievable. 2%?
I never in my lifetime thought I'd see that.
I never thought I'd see single digit again.
Yes.
That's pretty ridiculous that where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity. I don't think people really grasp that as much as, boy, when these things, even the rates double now.
Yeah.
It's
still a good deal.
It's still a great deal,
but it's
still doubling. So that's why it's important to go in the next year. It really is.
If you're thinking about it, I guess the advice would be is to get going just because of where the interest rates are right now.
I just talked to a fellow, and he said he bought about a year ago, and he feels this home is appreciated about $70,000.
Wow. Holy smolies.
So, there's probably some good buys out there right now. Yeah. So, in the market a year ago, stuff has really, depending on what you bought and where you were, things have really gone up significantly on this existing market. No question about that.
We bought our home it's over 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this really good company, do a lot of remodeling in it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're almost saying with a straight face, but that's okay.
Okay. Wayne gets the bell. Okay. Wayne gets the bell. No, your son did an excellent job.
Yep,
great.
Thank you.
And according to the tax man, we got ours. We've more than surpassed what we put into it.
Excellent.
Almost double already.
And see, those are the amazing numbers.
Yeah.
And that's what people are looking at. If they buy today, I don't know where this housing market's going. I don't know. I think short term we may be looking at maybe some more, unfortunately, foreclosures or people kind of getting behind the eight ball with this COVID and not having incomes again. So we don't really know where nobody knows where that's going. I just hope it doesn't get there, and that's why I hope that everybody gets some aid here. But we'll see.
And that's what makes reading this crystal ball so hard. Mm-hmm. We got new administration coming in. We've got COVID still hanging over heads. There's supposedly the cure coming for it. Is it nothing's happened yet? So it's all up in the air, and it's hard to do. The only thing that we do know is interest rates are at a historic low.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time
overall,
to take advantage of that.
And overall, I think we're seeing the market cool off for sales, too. I really think we're seeing it
right now, yes.
Yeah, and of course, it's maybe the time of the year, but I think it's also got a lot to do with the COVID and just the overall comfort level of everybody,
And it's, of course, and I'm going to put this in air quotes, the pause that's going on. People are really pausing because there's people without jobs. What a better time for this to happen before Christmas.
Right before Christmas, yes.
Yeah, people that are, I feel so bad for people out there.
No, it's tough. You recognize that. And that's why, with New Garrels, it's nice to see people continue to support because it does help all her and her staff and all that stuff. So
We used to always go there every Friday, and we still buy. And, the proprietor was so happy that said, thank you for continuing to, of course we're going to.
She's pretty jovial about it. She really is very pleased. It does show the time when she does get the respect, I guess, and the support.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. But I don't think people really know how much, quote, the staff appreciates it. The little bitty tips.
Well, these people are this is their family. This
they're
is their jobs. And,
yes,
and
they're in a struggle.
And the proprietors of those restaurants, the owners, can't afford to keep full staff on no matter what
it's hard. It's hard.
Sure, when you just have pickup and stuff like that. Yep. Here's a question.
They have not reduced our real estate taxes.
Isn't that funny how that happens?
Hard thing to understand, but, I'm sure that's probably in the works right now.
I would think so, too. Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to have 6 feet of snow by tomorrow, too. What happens to the – another question we were asked is if somebody's caught up in this COVID, let's say that they work for a restaurant and they've been gainfully employed for 10 years at the same restaurant, but now they're gone for, let's say, best case scenario is till December 18th or whatever it is. Now isn't a time, or how long do they have to be back into the job before they can qualify for a home if they were out there looking?
I really don't know the answer to that. I really do not.
I believe they're going back to the same position and whatever. Then it immediately picks back up.
Once you get back in.
Right, once you're back to work.
Yes.
But that pause in between there does affect it, no doubt about it.
It does, okay. Yes.
So in other words, I don't think they can buy during that time.
If you're laid off. Yeah, if you're laid off, if you're unemployed with really no thought of when you can go back to work, that makes it awful hard to get a loan.
Okay, so once they are back to work, then they can go and apply and all of
correct.
That. So this does have a more effect than just, you know, restaurant owners and stuff. There's a downwind effect
that it
has too.
Mm-hmm. It is very deep too. I mean, it's in a lot of places that you would not expect it.
Yeah. And obviously you talk to your mortgage people, but if you change positions or if you went from the restaurant job to a construction job, totally different field, that affects it also because now you're in a different category, a different whatever. But anyway, that's something you have to go through with a mortgage person to get everything down for sure. But
yep. But if you are in the process of having some issues or, you know, I think there's a lot of help out there if you're behind on payments and stuff like that. I mean, it's tough for these folks. I just think it is.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how cheap the interest rates are, no matter how low your payments were, when you don't have an income, there's no good way around this.
Right. How can folks get a hold of you?
Call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.
Okay. We have about 3 minutes left, gentlemen. What else do we want to...
Well, one of the things, if you are, again, get back onto the topic of if you're really considering selling your home and doing either a lateral move or downsizing or whatever kind of move you're thinking about, now still is the time because of the interest rates.
Yep.
And one of the first things you should do is call someone, a la us, come in, give you an idea of what we think your house is worth, what you need to do. Just don't go out and, you know, if you're thinking about a year from now, but you should do some improvements or whatever, you still should get somebody come in and say, hey, yes, that makes a difference. No, that does not. There's so much stuff involved and so much money you can spend and sometimes waste that doesn't make any difference to the guy that's coming in to buy your home.
Yep. And if you are thinking of selling or you want to sell, we do have quite a few people that are in contact. They're on our auto emails. Yeah. They are looking serious. They are serious buyers, too, because we get them pre-qualified. They're ready to go buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you folks as realtors want to talk to people, too, that say have been laid off and it's a good chance they're going to be back to work?
Definitely. Yes.
Because you can give them ideas.
Go through the process with them also.
Yep.
What's
Absolutely.
Involved, what they should be looking at, what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, because it's a scary time for those folks.
Yes.
That's a good way to
be
put
laid
it.
Off, to be laid off and then think you're going to go and buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those don't quite add up. But, you know, the thing is, you do have to kind of know that this is going to be over, that you are going to get back to work. And when you get back to work, you should buy that house.
So you folks can get them all set up and tell them what to do and kind of help them through the process.
Be ready, because to be prepared and to be ready is important when you do want to go and buy that house, because a lot of people go into this like the old days and you just get the process started and pretty soon the right house comes along and you miss it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I wish we'd have been prepared. We could have got that house. And Wayne knows that. I mean, it is just so evident that when people start looking, they aren't really ready.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So take this time and get prepared.
Get prepared.
Right.
It's free time.
One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-437-2121 and ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
It's been very informative. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our Realtors, Wayne Beisel, Greg Jablonski, from the Home Results Group. Folks, if you want to get a hold of them or just talk over or have some questions, give them a call at 651-437-2121 and ask for anyone with the Home Results Group. This is KDWA Hastings.